ones who didn't follow. Now sharing this moment of grief, the end of their own existence, and death they had no belief. Despite all the faith in their queen, they couldn't believe what they had seen. What was the reason to this sacrifice? Nothing's gained from this great demise. And after the yodel, we know that she has the powers to deceive us all. The dreams of sons and daughters has made them standing tall. For the king had chosen that it could be done when his woman gave birth to the sacred one. But is she a man made of flesh and blood? Or is she the offspring of the unholy?